Good morning. I'd like to call this meeting of House Fisheries to order. It is about 10:16, and it's February 13th. And President Representative Olson, Representative Christ Tompkins, Representative Feige, myself, Chair Seaton, Representative Herring is in another meeting, and Representative Gaddis is excused. So today we are going to hear House Bill 204, which is Salmon Product Development Tax Credit. We've heard this bill before. If the sponsor would like to come forward, we'll go over that. Any comments the sponsor has on that, and we'll open it up for public testimony again in case there are additional questions. Representative Osterman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, I don't have any other comments other than what we've provided in the past, and it sounded like the public testimony in the past supported it, so it's up to the committee at this point in time, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions for the sponsor? Seeing none, thank you very much. is there anyone in the audience who would like to testify on House Bill 204? Yes, would you come forward and identify yourself for the record and proceed with your testimony?
I'm Vince O'Shea from the Pacific Seafood Processors Association, and good morning, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for the chance to opportunity to testify. I'm going to be very brief. I listened in on the hearing that you had last week, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank the sponsors and co-sponsors for introducing this bill, and just to let you know that the members of the Pacific Seafood Processors Association are supportive of this and are pleased that you've taken it up. And it's been a good bill for the industry, good bill for our members, and good bill for fishermen. And I'm hoping this will move on and we'll get this done this session. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. O'Shea? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
We also have online the Department of Revenue, in case there's any questions, Tax Division, seeing questions, seeing none. Is there anyone online to testify on this bill? No one online, so I'm going to close public testimony on the bill. Before we look at this further, I want to just summarize a few of the things that we talked about. One was a consideration of which shore-based plant or on a vessel, and regarding on a vessel, we discussed the limitations on that was that these are for salmon and herring, and so we're talking basically state water fisheries. We're not talking about these credits being used in the offshore fisheries, and also we talked about the freezing and how that freezing situation relates to still has to be predominantly used in value-added seafood. So it's not just freezing a raw product and shipping it. It has to be predominantly used. And we also had testimony from the department that predominantly used is going to be continued to interpret it as 50% plus something. So 50%, greater than 50% is predominant use, and I think that was clarified as well. Are there any other provisions that people would like to clarify just so that everyone knows that there are constraints on this bill, value-added product and salmon and herring? I think those were issues that came up and everybody was wanting to make sure that this bill contained those two sideboards. What's the role of the committee? Representative Feige.
Let's see, we're in version O of the sponsor substitute.
That's correct. We officially adopted version O as our working document.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move sponsor substitute for House Bill number 204, version 28-LS0463/O, with attached fiscal notes out of committee.
And individual recommendation?
With individual recommendations.
Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, House Bill 204, version O, with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations, moves from committee. And thank you very much for being here again, Representative Osterman.
Thank you.
And thank you to the public for participation. We now have before us House Bill 201, Pesticides and Broadcast Chemicals. And it is not our intention is simply to get this subject introduced and see what the issues are. We'll take a brief of these. We're going to adjourn the meeting and thank everybody for coming. We didn't have the sponsor for the bill here, so we were not planning on moving the bill. We were just going to put it under consideration. So at that, we're adjourned.